16 minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, you've got me here until 6 o'clock tonight. You got me for another 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we've got high school basketball coming your way later this evening with Wellington taking on Oberlin. Of course, this weekend, everybody paying attention to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And what's cool about the Super Bowl this year is there's a little local flair involved here with former Clearview Clipper Anthony Hitchens playing in the game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And we head right back to the hotline and we welcome in a gentleman who coached Anthony Hitchens when he played at Clearview, Mike Collier. He is the athletic director at Clearview and the head football coach for the Clippers as well. Coach Collier, we appreciate the time today. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Getting excited for this weekend.
Well, you know, obviously, we want to have you on here to share some memories of Anthony Hitchens. A very, very exciting time for the entire Clearview community. You coached him about 10 years ago. Well, what do you remember most about your time coaching Anthony?
He just left a big impression, I think, on everybody in the Clearview community. He was just extremely talented, but just the way he carried himself, he was humble. I was never a me guy. Didn't care if he was scoring touchdowns or if he was getting headlines. He really, really cared about his teammates, and was just a quiet, humble young man that really worked hard at everything he got.
Now, I know there's a rock, I believe, that a lot of the kids will hit, that they've got the number that Hitchens wears as well there. How has the Clearview community really kind of rallied behind him?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. There's been a lot of buzz going around, a lot of excitement from, you know, Hitchens dress day or Chiefs, you know, the entire district wearing red and yellow, painting the Pride Rock. We got donuts decorated in Hitchens' number and colors, so... there's a lot of excitement. You see yard signs around, so it's been great for the community. Just to kind of have that family atmosphere at Clearview to begin with, but for everybody to rally around and see some exciting things happening for one of our own.
Scott Petrak had a nice write-up in the Chronicle Telegram this morning, and I know in that article you mentioned to Scott about how you guys kind of use Anthony as an example for today's players. Can you elaborate on how you guys do that?
Well, we just talk about doing things the right way, and he's the epitome of that and a great role model of just handling yourself on and off the field with class. And Anthony was a talented young man, but he got to where he is today from all his hard work and just kind of being a great teammate and doing things the right way. So I think that's a great example for kids and adults, you know, just staying the course and taking care of the people around you, and good things usually come.
And I know one of the other things you mentioned to Scott, too, is that, look, Anthony's come a long ways, and he came a long ways, and he wasn't exactly, you know, dealt the greatest hand initially. So he really had to work to kind of get where he's at. And I know that was a pretty big part of your message as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you put the time in and you dedicate yourself to doing things the right way and develop a great work ethic, then there's no telling how far you can get. So it's important to keep those dreams alive and push yourself to get to your potential, and then you know, rely on the people around you when you need support as well.
A lot of folks who watch him today, they see him making an impact on defense and on special teams. He's one of the defensive captains for the Kansas City Chiefs this coming Sunday. But, boy, he was a heck of a running back for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was special. By the time he was a senior, we weren't letting him come off the field. Well, nor did he want to. He was just that kind of guy, mentally, physically tough. You know, he just gave you anything he had, and was an outstanding running back for us, and linebacker, special teams, return man. So he did anything you'd asked him to do, and then some.
Now, he was a multi-sport athlete. I know that, you know, he played for Coach Sally as well. You remember what kind of a basketball player he was?
He was a good basketball player, too. Had a good group around him, and, you know, I think I saw where he probably averaged about 15 or 16 points a game, 8 rebounds. He would get in there and do dirty work, but a very talented young man on the court as well, and just provided good leadership. Like I said, really brought team chemistry together and did the type of things that make teams successful.
Clearview head football coach and athletic director Mike Collier joining us on the hotline here talking about former Clipper Anthony Hitchens, who will be playing in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. You know, going back to a guy's high school career, it's always tough to project, you know, where somebody may end up, but obviously went on to have a great college career. It ended up being, I believe, a fourth-round pick, and he ended up having what's turned out to be a very nice NFL career to this point. But, you know, Coach, when he was playing in high school, did you know that you had something special at the time? And if so, what kinds of things really stood out to you about him on the field?
I think we all appreciated what he did for our program and what he did. I think we'd be lying if we thought he'd get to this level. But, you know, we didn't doubt it for sure, that he was just a great athlete who had a great work ethic. But for him to reach the levels that he's reached, it's just unbelievable. It's just a great story of how hard work can take you to where you want to get to. Like I said, he wasn't highly touted coming out of high school. I mean, he wasn't recruited by a lot of the big schools. You know, a lot of MAC schools looked at him, but Iowa kind of swooped in and got him on a visit. I think they pretty quickly saw, you know, the potential and what a big heart he has that couldn't be measured. So whether he was a two-star athlete or whatever, he just, you know, he found a way to get things done at Clearview, at Iowa, and then, you know, obviously to reach the levels that he's reached in the NFL and being a captain, it shows that people appreciate who he is and what he does for our team.
How often do you get to watch him throughout the course of the season? I know on Friday nights and throughout the week during the high school football season, you're extraordinarily busy and you may not always get the chance to watch him on Sundays, but how often do you get the chance to watch him these days?
Anytime Kansas City's on TV or if I can, you know, pull it up on, you know, NFL ticket or whatever, we try to watch him because it's an honor, it's a blessing to see him enjoy doing what he loves to do. And just watching somebody, you know, obviously gives it a whole different feeling, you know, spotlighting him on defense and just watching the success that they've had. It's been a lot of fun, and I know he brings a lot of joy to a lot of people in our area.
There's no question about that. And, you know, Coach, having a chance now to watch him kind of mature over the last 10 years, can you pick out any aspects of his game where you really think he's grown and he's come the furthest since he played for you just about a decade ago?
Well, he just has a great ability to find the football. He's always had that. But to watch him at the NFL level and some of those offensive linemen come out of him, to see him get off of blocks, it's pretty amazing. You know, he's up against some really big guys out there coming at him, and he still finds a way to get off blocks and be physical and just cover sideline to sideline. You know, he's impressive to watch.
All right, Coach, well, we'll finish with this. How emotionally involved do you think you're going to get while watching the game on Sunday, since this takes on a totally new meaning?
Just knowing everything that Anthony and his family have been through, even after the AFC Championship, I caught myself getting pretty choked up. Just exciting for him and his family. I know, you know, they can use some good stuff going on right now, and really proud of him and what he's meant for our community and meant for his family. Just a great story.
Yeah, great story indeed. Well, Coach Collier, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us here today to spend a few minutes on Anthony Hitchens and what he meant to your program, what he means to the community, and going to be a lot of fun to watch him on Sunday.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Go Chiefs.
Thanks, Coach. Again, that's Clearview head coach and athletic director Mike Collier joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.